And welcome to this Monday, August 12th edition of Between the Lines. Two mass shootings in the span of 14 hours a week ago left at least 29 victims dead. The two shootings, first in El Paso, Texas, and then in Dayton, Ohio, are the latest instances of deadly mass shootings in 2019, bringing the total number of such incidents up to at least 17. That's an average of one every 12.7 days this year. The Sisters of St. Agnes, the Congregation of the Sisters of St. Agnes, issued a statement concerning the mass shootings. We'll talk with Sister Ruth Battaglia coming up on the next segment of the show. The Fond du Lac School District preparing for the start of another school year. The school board meets this evening. Superintendent Dr. Jim Siebert will join us in the studio shortly after the bottom of the hour. A juvenile has been arrested for making threats targeting the Kingdom Hall of Jehovah's Witness in Beaver Dam. And the Dodge County Sheriff's Office is implementing a new OWI policy starting this month and will begin posting the names of people arrested for drunken driving on social media. We'll talk with Dodge County Sheriff Dale Schmidt on the final segment of the show. Authorities say six people miraculously sustained non-life-threatening injuries following a chain reaction crash involving a semi and five passenger vehicles on Interstate 41 in Fond du Lac County over the weekend. And joining us on the first segment of the show, Fond du Lac County Sheriff's Captain Bill Todick. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning.
Pleasure having you on the program. This was the third of three chain reaction crashes on Wisconsin interstates over the weekend. The first crash happened on Friday on Interstate 90 in Janesville. That one involved 13 vehicles that injured six people. Saturday morning on Interstate 94 in Racine County, 10 people were hurt in a chain reaction crash involving six passenger cars and a loaded dump truck. Then we have the chain reaction collision on I-41 involving the semi and five passenger vehicles. Have you ever seen so many chain reaction crashes in such a short period of time in Wisconsin?
Not that I can think of. No, it was a busy weekend across the state.
And when I tell you, and we were talking about this before we went on the air, the fact that, although I think there were two people that were seriously injured in the Fond du Lac County crash, none of the injuries were life-threatening in any of these crashes. What goes through your mind?
No, it is kind of miraculous that there was a total of five contact vehicle that were actually in the crash, and then there was a non-contact vehicle that went off into the ditch as a result of this chain reaction event. And there was a total of, I believe, in counting it up, there was 16 people in those six vehicles. And like you said, the first vehicle that was struck by the semi had obviously the most serious injuries, but they're consistent of broken bones and lacerations. So it's really good to see. I mean, it looked horrific on the roadway, according to the deputies, but somehow everyone came through pretty unscathed.
How does somebody, in this case, the traffic was doing what it was supposed to do. There was a traffic stop. There were squad cars that had pulled over a vehicle on the side of the interstate, and so traffic was moving over to the passing lane as they are supposed to do, and they had slowed as a result. How does somebody not notice that?
Well, it comes to the majority of people that were in this scenario were doing exactly like you said. They were pulling over, move over law. They were getting over to the passing lane, and this truck driver was inattentive. It's a simple case of inattentive driving, and he pulled out, striking that vehicle number two, which caused, you know, pushing the rest of the vehicles into the oncoming vehicles that were just ahead that were almost to a stop themselves. So he just kind of piled into everyone. It's unfortunate, but, you know, most of the time our roadways are fairly safe, but when you get somebody that's not paying attention, that's when then our problems start.
So is the driver of the semi, has he been issued a citation?
Yes, he'll be getting a citation for inattentive. You know, and like I said, it's, you know how it is. You get on 41, it's a busy weekend. Everybody's trying to go to and from their places for the weekend. And, you know, that we've got the move over law, which is great. And it was a clear straightaway where everyone could see there was a total of three squads that were, State Patrol had initiated a traffic stop and was asking for backup. So there was no excuses for this semi-driver not to see what was going on. I mean, you can see the taillights, everyone slowing down and stopping. But these things do happen.
There was no other indication that there was the semi-driver was on a cell phone or anything else like that?
No, it's not the case. Interviewed him. He was compliant with everything that we had. Everyone else, you know, I think a lot of them, the non-contact vehicle could kind of see this coming and was able to skirt out of the way. Or there could have been, you know, more accidents or more vehicles involved in this incident. So it really was a case of, you know, it was a bad scene, but, just miraculous that we didn't have the injuries that could have been, because there was some serious damage to these vehicles.
Is there a reason? The other question that popped into my mind when I heard about this is, why were the vehicles that were moving over in the passing lane slowing down?
Just because there was a lot of traffic and they saw the vehicles ahead in the squad cars on the stop, and they're getting over. And when you get that much traffic on a Saturday, it kind of congests everything. It slows down for, you know, this was about 150 yards behind the squad. So it's good to see that our folks are conscious of what's going on in front of them. But you get one person that's not paying attention, and that's when we had our problem.
So did the semi hit the first car at highway speed, or was there indication that he tried to brake?
I think he was, I don't have the exact, you know, we didn't reconstruct this one, but he was probably not at 70, but he was slowing. So it was a fairly high speed.
So he realized, he realized what was going on at the last minute, but it was too late.
Yes.
All right. And that might have saved somebody's life.
You bet. I mean, we deal with these crashes, you know, this was a more significant one that we've had in quite some time, but, you know, people are, for the most part, do a really good job of being out on that roadway, you know, 70 miles an hour, and you know as well as I do, 70 is the minimum speed most people are traveling on 41. So it's a testament to the construction of the roadway, the people that are driving on it, and the construction of these new vehicles, too, that can absorb the damage when there is a crash like that. So it's a combination of things that make our road safer, but unfortunately we still get these collisions.
Did the semi directly strike the vehicle, or as he was slowing, did he also steer off to the left toward the median?
The way it sounds, he was unable to you know, maneuver his vehicle, so it was a rear-end collision straight on.
Oh, man. How many people were in that first vehicle?
There were two people, and like I said, they sustained the most serious of the injuries. I think it was broken ribs, head lacerations. The female party that was a passenger sustained broken ribs, wrist, elbow, and clavicle breaks. So it's a pretty miraculous thing that they made it through, and they're stable now. So
all right, they're still in the hospital, or were.
I believe as of yesterday they were, but we didn't get an update this morning yet.
All right. And then their vehicle, and then it just went from there. It all happened within a matter of seconds, I would imagine.
Yeah. And it's, like I said, the road was closed for about 2 hours, trying to, you know, piece this together and get everything, you know, get the victims attended to and then get the vehicles off. So pretty quick they got the road opened up, ready for traffic.
All right. Got to pay attention when you're out there and you don't expect something like this to happen, but this is why you always have to pay attention when you're driving on the interstate and look for the, especially when you see there's flashing lights. I'm sure the squad car's lights were probably activated as well if they pulled somebody over.
Absolutely. Yeah, so. But it's, you know, the rule of thumb is keep that distance between you and the next one. I know it's difficult sometimes when you get a lot of traffic on, especially the interstate, but keep your distance so your reaction time that you can avoid those collisions if there is a sudden braking. That's the biggest key. And like, you know, you had mentioned, keep off your cell phones. You know, the driver needs to be attentive to what he's doing, especially when you have congested traffic.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, Fond du Lac County Sheriff's Captain Bill Totic. Bill, great to have you on the show.
Thanks for having me, Greg.